God will lift you up. In his 2015 book, Fool's Talk, Oskinis says, from the shortest texts and tweets to the humblest website, to the angriest blog, to the most visited social networks, the daily communications of the wired world attest that everyone is now in the business of relentless self-promotion. Email, Skype, cell phones, as Guinness says in his book, I post, therefore I am. Sometimes our public posts aren't received well, or people put up revenge posts, revealing scathing details about our lives, whether real or invented. Our reputation is dragged through the electronic mud, and we emerge scorched and worse for the wear. What do we do when our Christian character is besmirched? What must be our response when our faith in Jesus is mocked and ridiculed? Ask Tim Tebow, professional football player. He won the Heisman Trophy in 2007 and has appeared on BCS National Championship winning teams. He's admittedly one of the most outstanding players of modern American football. He is regularly mocked on social media for his Christian beliefs. 1 Peter 4:14 tells us, if you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Peter is telling us that if we wear our Christian faith proudly enough, it will rub people the wrong way. We will get noticed, and not always in a good way. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's the reality of the Christian experience. Oskinis might have said, I post my Christian beliefs, therefore I walk with Christ. Tim Tebow wears his faith proudly on his sleeve, and America's media notices. It's time for God promotion, not self-promotion. Let's put the Father first in everything we do. Write God all over your life, and He will lift you into the realm of His glory. Copyright 2020 MyChurchNotes.net.